We're in the middle of chapter 32. And we had emphasized the concept of Avos Yisroel. We brought out two fundamental points. One, how do you love another person as yourself? Why should I review it? What's the way of how do we get to Avos Yisroel? How do you get to love another person as yourself?
You learn that the neshama is connected, or your neshama is connected to the same place, and therefore, because you're part of Hashem, you're loving that part of them, you're loving that part of yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. In other words, as you say, we find out that the essence of the Jew, of both Jews, is the same, and by focusing on the spiritual essence, in that way, you find the commonality, and with a real, true, fundamental commonality that brings all Jews together. How do we say that this is the entire, that Avos Yisroel is the entire Torah?
When a person learns to see that, see spirituality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the entire world and everything is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and naturally he's working to lift everything up, everything in the physical world is lifting up, he's seeing it in a higher, from a higher purpose.
Well, let's put it more bluntly. When you're focused to have Avos Yisroel, what do we need? Again, not to look at another person for his material, qualities, for what he or she is, in a gashmistic sense, but to see the neshama. So, in other words, to look past the gashmis, to highlight the spiritual. That's the entire Torah. Not to see the world in a gashmistic light, but to see the chayak elokah, the spark of God, which is in every entity. So this is if you notice, like the author Rebbe has two dots here in the middle of the chapter. He's basically said what he wants to say. They've got a problem. What's his problem? Lamdanim, scholars. Scholars will tell us, Hashkos the Gemara, it's written in the Gemara, Shemishu Rebbe Chaver Shechata, Mitzvah is no. So, if you see a friend who has sinned, it's a mitzvah to hate him. So, how do we get? We just said you're supposed to love every Jew. Well, wait a second. The Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara says if you see a sinner, you're supposed to hate the sinner. So, that's not loving every Jew. How do we deal with that point? On his own, the author Rebbe would have finished here. But the Gemara makes him go deeper. So he says, he first of all gives a simple tale. Who is the Gemara speaking about? Rabbi Chavera b'Torah Mitzvahs. A person who is his colleague in Torah Mitzvahs. B'Kvakebo Mitzvah Sofir Tokir Samisecha. Am Shitzchum b'Torah Mitzvahs. He already fulfilled the mitzvah. You shall surely rebuke your colleague. When it says Amisecha, your colleague, it means your colleague in Torah and Mitzvahs, somebody who was there. And even so, that person hasn't return, repented from the sins, much closer to Sefer Chaverim, as it says there in Sefer Charedim. Aval Misha Eino Chavero, Eino Makur Vetzlo, but a person who is not his colleague, is not close to him, he now Zero Marhilo Zokin, Havon Talmudu Shal Aaron, with regard to such a person, Hillel says, be of the Talmidim of Aaron, love peace, all the Sabrias, love the created beings and Makar from the Torah, and draw them close to Torah. Lomar, Aparachoki, Mitoras Hashem Vavodoso, even those people who are distant from the Torah of Hashem and his service, Lokan Nikrim Brias Ba'alma, and therefore, for they are called created beings, Lamashkam Bechabla Yavos Sa'avra, they must be drawn close with thick cords of love. The kuli haiva ulai a yoholakavim with Torah mitzvos kavodas Hashem, and maybe, possibly, you'd be able to draw them close to the Torah and to the service of God. Vehein lo, and if not, lo hipsitzchav mitzvos avas reyim, and if even if you weren't successful, you didn't lose the mitzvah of avas reyim. What's the author of this saying here? Saying simply. What the Gemara means when it says we have to refer kamocha only applies to someone who's in Torah mitzvahs. For somebody who's a sinner, you're supposed to hate him. No, it goes the opposite. It's the opposite way. When you have somebody who's with you in Torah mitzvahs, and you tell him what to, and you rebuked him. And even so, he still continues sinning. That's the person the Gemara is speaking about. But someone who is not on your level of Torah mitzvahs, there you can't expect him to listen to your rebuke. On the contrary, for him, you've got to go to the approach of drawing him close with thick cords of love. Maybe, and possibly this may be a chance to be able to draw him close to Torah mitzvahs. And if not, you still have the mitzvah of Avos Reyim. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying in general. They tell a classic story. The guy drives to Meir Shorim. He gets shouted at and stones thrown at him. And he drives on Shabbos. That's Meir Shorim. He gets shouted at and there's a stone thrown at him. He drives to Kfar Chabad. And the guys come out and say, hey, you want to come in and say L'chaim? Yeah, good drink. He wasn't mine. Which is even more effective to stop him from driving? Okay, look here. The point is, you know, the idea of like, hey, we share something in common. That's the Altarebbe's fundamental point here. In other words, when you have a person, the Rebbe actually takes this, by the way, this idea that Yavtzerecha Kamocha is relevant to even to a sinner has a classic proof of it. The Gemara says when you're executing a person, you've got to make the execution as easy as possible. Why? Because it says Yavtzerecha Kamocha. Even to a person who's being executed, is the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. So we see that it does apply to everybody. First, that's halachically, you know, the Rebbe answers, you know, the Gemara with the Gemara. But beyond that, the Alter Rebbe's approach here is, you know, be the students of Aaron, loving peace, loving the created beings. And here's the word that I would always review in it. The story in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Elazar ben Shimon bar Yochai, son of Eliezer, once met a person. He was just ugly. And the Rebbe's pshat on this, he says, you know, when he's ugly, begashmis, that means he's also ugly, beruchnis. And so, Elazar ben Shimon comes up to him and says, ugh, how ugly are you? And the man answers him, you have complaints? Go to the Creator who fashioned me. And let's go to God. He made me this way. And when Elizabeth Shimon hears this, he goes and begs and makes forgiveness from him, and the guy won't listen, and he chases him miles and miles asking for forgiveness. In other words, who is a created being? Someone whose only virtue is that he was created by God. He has no other positive factor that's created, but that factor, that was the point that I've explained in that story. The story is very strange. I mean, what's the tzaddik going to tell the guy he's ugly? So the Rebbe says, no. There was no other way to get through to this man. He was really ugly. But ugly baruchnius. He has no way to respond. So the tzaddik tells him, you're ugly. You really need to change. He says, no. Inside of me is a spark that I was created by God. Oh, you're in touch with the spark you're created by God? Totally different story. Now, it's this idea of Brius, that the person, that every person, every created being, has the spark of creation. That's the redeeming factor. That's what it says. Oivs Brius, even those people whose only advantage, only positive quality, is that they're God's creation. They have to be drawn close to the Torah with thick cords of love. And there's a beautiful sikha from the Rebbe on this word, though. The Rebbe asked the question, if we just read the Alter Rebbe's words here, what does it say? Even those who are distant from the Torah of God and His service, and therefore they're called created beings, have to be drawn close with thick cords of love, and maybe they'll be able to be drawn close to Torah in the service of God. If not, you haven't lost the mitzvah of Avos Reyim. There's a little difficulty with this. What's the difficulty? What does it seem like here?
You could still hate someone.
No, you're not supposed to hate anybody.
Well, as it says, there's someone who's on your level and you
want
to.
We'll get there. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these people who were trying to draw close to the service of God. What does it look like? Why are we loving them?
For our own
only because they connect to our
Torah. Only to draw them close. No, only because we want to draw them close to the Torah. What do we say here on the previous page? That we're loving them because of their very Jewish essence. And here we're saying, we're showing them love because maybe we'll be able to draw them close to the Torah. It's a little bit of a contradiction, yeah? With me or not?
No. Why isn't it that because of by virtue of the fact they have a godly essence, therefore a shaft would be drawn in?
Yeah, but here it's kind of saying,
unless you could draw them in,
you have to show them love to draw them close to Torah. And it's not only a question in the text; it's a question, in the very nature of Kiruv. I mean, again, a lot of people really complain. This is one of the things which Shluchim are always dealing with. Are you showing care for me just so you can get me to do the mitzvahs, or do you really care about me? I mean, I'm sure you guys have faced that in Kiruv work. Do you care about me, or just want me to do your mitzvahs? And from the first page, no, every Jew, no matter who he is, has that godly spark. So no matter what he is, I'm relating to him as he is, as a Jew. And here I'm saying, yes, I'm showing him love and love. Why? Because maybe I'll be able to draw him close to him. And said, if not, okay, if not, it's terrible. If not, I still have a mitzvah of Avos Reyim But my purpose was to draw him close to our mitzvahs. A little bit of a contradiction. So that focus on that. Again, in the knowing, it's in the knowing heart. Sichus translated the knowing heart, Parshas Kedoshim. There the Rebbe asks this question. He says like this. Torah and the Jewish people aren't two separate things. A Jew and his Torah are really one. And if you're so how do I know that I've really shown Avos Yisrael when it brings out a growth in Torah? Because otherwise, I'm just human I could be just relating to him as a human being, not to his neshama. How do I know that my love for him is a neshama to neshama connection when it brings to a growth in Torah? Because that's the vort in Avos Yisrael being the entire Torah. And being the core of a Jew. Because when I really care for the Yid, mitzad is being a Yid, it's going to come out, his Torah is in an increase in Torah. Otherwise, I've just had shared a human interrelation. Again, that's a very delicate line to work. You have to know how to actually apply it. But if we see the way the Kiruv works right. When you've really given yourself over to somebody as Mitzad Neshama, you end up bringing the person close to Torah Mitzvahs. It works just the Teva that way. And that's what Rebbe says there in the Sifa. And I've seen it. Okay, so that answers the first part of our question. In other words, Gemara says you're supposed to hate certain people, hate sinners. So the other Rebbe says no. Those are people who don't listen to, who are on the level of Torah mitzvahs, and yet sin purposely. But people who aren't connected, then you have to draw them close to Torah mitzvahs. This is it's a beautiful Rambam. You got to bring me. Sefer Shalkum. Rambam writes it. It's the last book. Okay, so. Taking a step further, what about those who are on your level and they sin, you rebuke them and you rebuke them pleasantly, nicely, in the right way, and still, next day they went out and sinned again, and kind of almost willfully so. So, can you hate such a person? There, this is on the surface what the Gemara is saying. These are the people who it's one of the big books.
It's about the idea that whatever you see in other people, you hate somebody. You have that. So whatever you hate,
again, that's we spoke about that in the Shabbos, the idea that if you're upset, this is the Rebbe's word, it's also a known heart in Noah. If you feel that you have to react to the person's deed, then you react to the deed. If you're upset, you hate this. that says the fault is in you. But go something deeper here. Because here we're speaking to hate a person. Torah is saying to him, you know, you're not hating because you want to. Torah itself tells you that you have to hate these people. It's not because I want to hate them. It's because, you know, it's as it were a mitzvah to do so. Yeah. This is speaking about a mumar, someone who denies the oral law, so that he has some very harsh things to say about such a person. Then he writes, different laws apply to the children of these errant people and their grandchildren whose parents led them astray, and they're born among these Karaites and raised according to their conception. They're considered as children captured and raised by them. Such a child may not be eager to follow the path of mitzvahs, as it were, for it is if he was compelled not to. Even if later he hears that he is Jewish and sees Jews in their faith, he is still considered as one who is compelled against observance, for he is raised according to their mistaken path. Therefore, it is appropriate to motivate them to repent, and draw them close to the power of Torah with words of peace. In other words, Ramaphosa is writing halacha, that when you have somebody who's consciously sinning, then you know you have room for all the stringencies. When you have a person who's raised in an environment that the environment taught him, even if he later finds out that he's Jewish, and he finds out what Torah really demands of him, it's a totally different ball game. And unconscious for him, you've got to, as Rambam says, draw them close to the power of Torah with words of peace.
Chapter was that?
That's Hilchos Mamrim, chapter 3, halacha 3. Now, okay, we're getting back to, what about our people who sin? And there is, again, we're not, personally, no one would want, you want to hate them. But Torah tells you, you should hate these people. It's something which is, again, not my, by the way, just like parenthetically, the mitzvah, how does the mitzvah of chiyach tochiyach, the mitzvah to rebuke the sinner, come up as a rebuke for a sinner? If you look in, it's in Vayikra, Perek Yutes, as verse Yutes, it goes right after. It says, we have to have a kamofa, should love your neighbor as yourself, don't hate your neighbor in your heart. It starts, don't hate your neighbor in your heart, you should surely rebuke your neighbor, and then we have to have a kamofa. What's happening? He said, the Torah is speaking about the mitzvah of rebuke is for a personal level. Don't hate your neighbor in your heart. Somebody did something bad to you. He took your book without asking. And you're upset because I was looking for my book. Where it is? He took it. Don't hate him in your heart. Go up to him nicely and say, excuse me, why'd you take my book? That's called rebuke. So that's the mitzvah of Chiyuv Tochiyach. And that will lead to the Hafdrach HaKamofa. Why? Because he'll say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't know it was you. I said, really? Can you forgive me? Yes, I'll forgive you. And then it leads to the Hafdrach HaKamofa. In other words, the three things, don't hold sin, hatred to your neighbor in your heart. Therefore, you should rebuke him. And that will lead to the Hafdrach HaKamofa. Straight, simple shot of a pasuk. How then does the mitzvah of Chiyuv Tochiyach become to rebuke a sinner? Because Torah tells us you're supposed to hate a sinner. It's one of them, again, that's one of the things the Gemara, and we're here, which we saw today, said, in your sides. There should be righteous indignation. A person who consciously goes against God should be reprimanded for such behavior. That's, and so therefore, for just like you're upset about your own, when somebody does something which makes you personally upset, you should be upset about somebody who sins against God and therefore makes you upset because of that. And just like for your own self, you have the mitzvah of chiyuv tachiyah. You have the mitzvah of chiyuv tachiyah to get that grudge out of your heart for a person who caused you to hate him because of his sins. That's the simple pshat in the mitzvah. So how when we're speaking of such a person, can we then still love every Jew? This sinner we're supposed to hate. Torah tells us to hate him. Here the Alter Rebbe says again, I've spoken about this several times, bifocals. You love the person and you hate the person. You love he's good. You hate not the person, really. Hate the evil. It's actually Gemara. Gemara says that Rabbi Meir was living in a neighborhood where there were non-religious people, people who, you know, they made fun of him and caused him trouble because of his observance. And so his wife caught him praying that they would die. And she says, why are you praying that they die? Pray that they'll do tshuva. And he says, why am I praying to die? He says, and sinners will perish from the earth. She says, don't read it sinners, read sins. That sins should perish from the earth. Not that the sinner can perish, the sinner should do tshuva. The same thing is going to tell us here. When I'm seeing a person who's doing bad, and he shouldn't, and he isn't one of these people who has all these environmental factors which cause him. No, he knows what he's doing, and he's willfully sinning. And so there's every right, according to Torah, that you should hate him. So again, you wear bifocals, as the Alter Rebbe says here. The gamer amakurim eilav, even those people who are close to you, v'ochicham, and you rebuke them, v'loshavu me'avonosam, and they didn't return, they didn't repent from their sins. Shemitzvah l'sanosam, about them it is a mitzvah to hate them. It's also mitzvah lahavlam. It's also a mitzvah to love them. Gamkein also v'shteyem emes, and they're both true. Sinu mitzad harasha behem, you hate the evil in them. The avam mitzad b'chinis atov lagonu shebehem, and love because of the godly soul which is hidden in them. The spark of godliness which they possess, which gives life to the godly soul. The gam lo arachamim belibo aleha, and should also arouse mercy in your heart about that person's godly soul. Because that godly spark is in exile in the evil of the Sitra Achra, which overcomes the person when it comes to the wicked. I told the story a while back about the Rabbi Akiva. Was visited by Turnus Rufus's wife. She heard that she was the wife of the Roman governor of Palestine at that time, and she heard that Rabbi Akiva was a saint, and everybody, and he was encouraging everyone for Torah mitzvahs. So she wanted to embarrass him. How is she going to embarrass him? She'll catch him in her moral. She'll seduce him. To involve him in a moral act. So she comes to him in her birthday suit, and she's a very beautiful woman. And Rabbi Akiva starts to cry. And why are you crying? so much beauty and so much ugliness. How is it that there's so much beauty and so much ugliness mixed together? And when she heard that, she did tshuva. She actually converted to Yiddishkeit, made a sincere path of repentance, but actually became Rabbi Akiva's wife. in other words, what happens here? Rabbi Akiva is looking at, there's a fundamental godly spark here. He's crying because how horrible is it? So much beauty and so much ugliness. And that Rachmanus, having mercy over the other person, aroused that spark of God to come out. And it's like, again, when somebody comes up to you and they try to provoke you against them, the natural approach is to fight back with anger. Here you're going to say no. Be merciful. Feel the pain, feel the pain of that person's godly soul. How difficult must it be for that person's soul in Golos? And when that happens, Rachmanus Vatelis Asina Moreres Ha'ava Kenoda. The mercy negates hatred and arouses love. You can't, when you look at a person with mercy, you just can't hate them. And this comes from a Chabad approach. In other words, how does a person become merciful? When you stand above a little bit. When you're face to face with the person, he got me angry. I'm back. There's this natural give and take. When you're able to remove yourself and just step above. Oh, what a shame, what a pity that person is stuck at that level of conduct. What can I do to help them? What is Chabad? Moach shoyt aleiv. The mind rules over the heart. When you're, again, on the heart, then you're, back to back, blow against blow. When you're moach shoyt aleiv, you stand from above and you look, and that immediately arouses mercy. To know the Mashakos, as we know about the verse, the Yaakov is Shapodes Avram, for Jacob who redeemed Abraham. Or Jacob, all the patriarchs are identified with the three cardinal emotional powers. Abraham is identified with love, Isaac with fear, and Jacob with mercy. And it says, Jacob redeems Abraham. There are certain situations where Abraham can't be expressed. I don't have an opportunity to express my love. When I arouse mercy, when I stand from above and am able to see that person as they're facing things in their own difficulties, the mercy redeems Avraham, gives that power of love a chance for expression. Now, but you'll come to me with a verse. It says, David Mel says, Takli Sina Sinesim, I've hated them with the ultimate of hatred. Now, there are certain people where, you know, King David doesn't make mistakes as a tzaddik. He says, I hate them with the ultimate of hatred. So that the other guy says, Lo Oma David Amelch, Lo Basholom, Tafas Sinas and Osom, El Haminim Ver Precorsum, Shemlim Chayat Elke Yisrael. That David Amelch said, I hate them with the ultimate of hatred. That only applies to the Minim are people, are heretics, and Precorsum are people, are non-believers, who don't have a portion in the God of Israel. And again, as we just read from the Rambam, that doesn't mean people in the present age. It means people who were brought up knowing everything and living in a totally Torah environment, and then rejected. So for those, for such people, as the Gemara says in the beginning of chapter 15 of Shabbos, there's a concept of actually hating them. So, to get back to where we're holding, what is the Alter Rebbe saying here? Avos Yisrael comes from seeing the fundamental spark of God in every Jew. So you say, what if the person's conduct is not in accord with that fundamental spark, the point where the Gemara says you should hate him? No. First of all, if he doesn't come from a Torah environment, see, there's nothing to blame him for. On the contrary, he's God's creation. See him as God's creation and draw him close to Torah with thick cords of love. You'll say, okay, so that I understand. What about those people who should know better, do know better, but don't do so? For them, again, you wear the bifocals, you see the good, and you see as well as the bad, and you highlight the good. And by highlighting the good, you bring it out to expression. The classic approach to Musa, just like for our own selves. Ascetic has a beautiful word here. In Mitzvah Sabbath Yisroel, he says, what's the taish we have to recha kamocha? Love your fellow man as yourself. What happens when we have our own, when we have faults?
Yeah.
I got a fault. No, I don't have a fault. Okay, I have a fault, but it's not really so bad. And if it's bad, it's because there's a reason for it. And don't worry, it'll get worked out. But whenever I have a problem, my own particular fault, I have a good way of explaining it. I'm never really upset about myself because of my faults. Yeah, that's... So if you have to love your fellow man as yourself, Just like your own self-love gives you the ability to look past your own faults, your love for your fellow Jew should give you the ability to look past his or her faults. In other words, love that person as yourself. Just like your self-love is so powerful, your love for that other person should be so powerful. And that's what the Rebbe is pointing out here. If a person has faults, serious faults, which Torah will tell you, you have to hate them, you still should have powerful feelings of love, because on the contrary, the inner godly essence there should be highlighted. And when you highlight it, you'll actually be able to bring it out. As we said before from the Sicha, when you really, since the Jews and Torah are one, when you love your fellow Jew from this really essential point of Jewish soul, it's ultimately going to bring out his Torah germs as well. Just totally got a minute left. One of Mendel's Avos Yisrael stories. He was a little kid. I was in Cheder, and the guy sitting two or three tables away, this smart kid, probably the smartest kid in the class, and he's very selfish. You know, a friend would ask him for a pencil, nah. And he asked to borrow his, to see his notebook, the copy of the classroom, nah. And the teacher now saw this happening. And he's a Hasidic teacher. He wants to view this kid with Avos Yisrael. So, next moment, the next day, he asked the question, you know, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? So, our smart kid, of course, immediately raises his hand. Another pshat. Isn't the pshat? No. That's not the pshat here. That's not the real pshat. Anybody else know? So, a couple of other kids answered, they're actually wrong. He was right. But, you know, the kid's getting a little upset. Like, you know, like, here's the pshat. No. That's not the real pshat. What do you mean it's not the real pshat? This is what it means. It's, no. He said, it's not the real pshat. What do you mean it's not the real pshat? It says, Hillel says, what's kol Torah kula? What is the entire Torah? We have to rafa kamofa. So the pshat of this pasuk is, but let your friend borrow your pencil. The pshat of this pasuk is, let him use your notebook. Because we have to rafa kamofa, it's kol Torah kula. You got the message. On a practical level, Torah, you say, you know, this, it's not just a theoretical thing. There can't be Torah. You know, that's the second part of the Rebbe's work. Just like true Torah love is going to lead a person to Torah practice. True Torah practice and Torah study has got to bring out Avos Yisrael. Otherwise, there's something. That's not the real pshat in the pasuk.